أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series where we have been reviewing chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the chapter known as the chapter of the great events or the impending reality, meaning the day of judgment, the day of resurrection. In our previous discussion, we had looked at a collection of verses in regards to some of the blessings that will be awaiting the righteous believers in paradise. And obviously, what we talked about in our previous session was just some of the blessings, as we said, that there are many, many other verses that talk about other benefits, other pleasures, other things awaiting the righteous believers. And obviously, the statements of the Prophet and his noble family, the successors, have also further explained some of the blessings of perpetuity that await the righteous in paradise. Today, however, we want to look at one other aspect. The previous verses, as we said, talked about the blessings of paradise, and those were all, we can say, material or tangible blessings that were like, for example, the servants, the damsels, let's say food and other such pleasures in paradise. Today, we want to look at verses number 25 and 26, which speak about some of the non-physical blessings that will be in paradise. Before we go into the explanation, let us listen to the Arabic of verses number 25 and 26, along with her English translation, and then we'll come back and review the commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Allah says the following in these two verses.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما.
There they shall hear no idle talk, no sinful speech, but all that they hear on all sides will be good and pure words of salutation, peace, peace. Now, as we can see that this is talking about another blessing in paradise, not about food or drink or company or the palaces, but rather we're looking at it from the level of the mental tranquility, the tranquility, the comfort, the ease of not having to hear people speak, as the verse says, idle talk or sinful speech, and that we will be surrounded by peace, by tranquility. Now, the meaning of the word laghw, which is mentioned in this verse, is defined as worthless speech. And the other word which Allah uses, which God uses, the word ta'thim, the meaning of this word is to attribute a sin to another person. Now, when we look at the traditions that speak about the intellect, the aql, we have a tradition, for example, which has been related in the book Al-Kafi in volume 1, page 11, in which when the imams, the leaders of the Ahlul Bayt, from the family of the Prophet, were asked about what is the intellect, what is the aql, they described it in the following way by saying, مَا عُبِدَ بِهِ الرَّحْمَانِ وَاقْتُسِبَ بِهِ الْجِنَانِ. The intellect is that by which the most merciful God is worshipped, and it is through which paradise is attained. Now, if a person were to pause and think for a moment, that in return for a few days of servitude to God while in this world, these few days of our lives would then be followed by comforts, welfare, and benefits of the resurrection day and well beyond, which lasts forever, then obviously we would be very easy to give up all of these, it would be very hard rather for us to give up all of these eternal pleasures for the temporary pleasures of this world. However, then, what we have to understand then is that this is really the pinnacle of a lack of intelligence, that human beings that we lack sometimes, that we lack the intelligence to realize that a lifetime of ease is much more meaningful and worthwhile than a few years of pleasure. And really, this is the meaning of loss which God speaks about in the Quran. So, for example, in chapter number 39, Surah Al-Zumar, verse 15, God says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. Say, the true losers are those who ruin their own souls and their families on the day of resurrection. Be aware, surely that is the manifest loss. In addition, in one of the supplications which is recited in the month of Rajab, we make a supplication in which we say, خَابَ الْوَافِدُونَ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِكَ, meaning that those who have looked for other than you, God, that they have actually run to a dead end in their lives. And thus, the people who enter into paradise, they are of a unique caliber, they are of a unique category. And those people who will enter into paradise will be given the greeting of peace from multiple avenues. Let us pause here before we go into the different ways that we'll be greeted as we walk into paradise and the multiple greetings that the Quran speaks about. At least four different passages we'll review. We'll continue this in our next discussion on these two verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.